You are. Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Student Feature Hour. And this is Zara. I'm going to be here from 11:30 to 1. Just heard a song there by Lord Huron. And it's called Into the Sun, but that was a Teen Days remix. Canadian DJ, of course. Some news about Occupy Vancouver. I just heard yesterday on News 11:30 that Tom Morello, who used to be the guitarist for Rage Against the Machine, apparently is going to be at the protest today at 6:45 p.m., which is kind of exciting, kind of cool. I haven't actually been downtown since the protests have started, but I bet it's pretty crazy. I've seen some pictures. So, I don't know. I might go check it out maybe this weekend or maybe not. Apparently, the protest is actually doing really well for businesses because I guess there's a lot of traffic there. Businesses actually, you would think, would be complaining about the whole thing, but they're not, so that's kind of cool, I guess. Depends how you look at it. But yeah, I'm here in the studio by myself today. Gonna be playing some music for you. I think I'm gonna get to song by Crystal Castles right now, and this one is called Baptism. So, yep, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on Wednesday today. Thank you.
Welcome to Deadfest, the West's best festival for your edgiest alternative cinema. Deadfest goes down Thursday, October 20th at the Rio Theater. Kung Fu treachery, splattastic horror, insane action, and cult classics from around the world. Deadfest has it all. Come to Deadfest at the Rio Theater on Thursday, October 20th, if you dare. For more information, visit dedfest.com. Deadfest is sponsored by CITR.
Thank you.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We heard a bunch of stuff just then. We had Crystal Castles, Flash Palace, Young Liars, and Brastronaut. No, sorry, not Brastronaut, Bearstronaut. I always get it confused. There's too many weird hybrid astronaut bands out there. Sorry, that last one that we heard was a song by Young Liars, and it was called Colors. That one's a Teen Days remix as well. And last night was, I forgot what round it was, I've lost track, but last night was Shindig and a band called Velociraptor 1, which is really, really cool. I wasn't there, unfortunately, because I have a midterm on Thursday, so I've been kind of stuck indoors studying, so I didn't get to check it out. But I heard it was a really good show. Shindig's always a really good time. It's going to be going on till around late November. And it's at the Railway Club. And lots of cool local bands competing for a really awesome prize. Some recording stuff in there, some cash prizes, other sponsors. So really, really cool. And what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, Halloween is coming up really, really fast. So TV has like a lot of these scary movie marathons going on right now, which I am totally all for. Totally in love with. Yesterday was Sleepy Hollow, and I think The Hills Have Eyes was on too. I'm really not a fan of The Hills Have Eyes. Like, that kind of stuff just really doesn't scare me too much. The whole mutated carnival folk. I mean, it's kind of scary, but the way that they kind of portray is really over the top. Doesn't really scare me too much. Sleepy Hollow was pretty good. It's Tim Burton remake, so of course, Johnny Depp is the star. If you guys want to check out a creepy, gory movie, you should definitely check it out. I find Tim Burton is kind of over the top sometimes. It's a little bit tacky, almost. Just like the type of kind of humor, I guess, he uses. But I mean, he makes great movies. I'm a fan of Tim Burton. So, yeah. Sleepy Hollow's a pretty good movie to check out. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the, oh, shoot. Sweeney Todd. They both have, like, kind of black and white kind of backdrops with the forest and the gray clouds and the trees and such. But enough about movies. Let's get back to the music. I'm going to play a song by Gobble Gobble now. Born Gold, actually. This is a song called Lawn Knives, but we're going to play remix. So here it is. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Come one, come all, young or old, to Bring Your Boomers 2, Activism for Everybody. Bring Your Boomers 2 will go down on Tuesday, November 1st from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. at the SFU Woodwards Building. Come on out for an evening of intergenerational dialogue around activism and social change. Tickets are $12 in advance or $15 at the door. Can be found at bringyourboomers2.eventbrite.com.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Oh, I got you under my natural circumstances. I forget all of your intentions. But if you wanna come with me under the sky, see, I got you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Heard some stuff there from Gobble Gobble, two from Washed Out, and a artist called Class Actress. We have our Curse of the 27 Club Halloween party coming up, and CITR student exec is kind of organizing it, putting it together. It's going to be at the Pit on Friday, October 28th. Starts at 9 o'clock. There is no cover, so it's completely free. So what do you got to lose? I mean, there are cheap beers there, nice pictures. And whoever did this kind of Facebook page really did their research, because Curse of the 27, of course, is our theme. And there are a lot of big music people that died when they were 27. Listen to this. There's Kurt Cobain, who died of a shotgun, apparently. I thought he strangled himself in his hotel room. I don't know. We'll look that up later. It might have been both. But Jimi Hendrix was asphyxiation. Janis Joplin, heroin. Amy Winehouse just died. It says unknown here, but I think she might have died from drugs, probably. Jim Morrison, heart failure. Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones was drowned to death. Richie Edwards disappeared. That's kind of scary. I think disappearances are the scariest kind of deaths because, I mean, you can't explain it. I mean, it's kind of freaky. But yeah, there's a lot of people who died when they were 27. It's kind of amazing. So you got a lot of choices for your Halloween costumes. I mean, you can come as, you know, Jimi Hendrix or Kurt Cobain. Not a lot of women there. Janis Joplin, Amy Winehouse. Might have to do your research on that because, I mean, having two choices is kind of not that cool. But you should totally come out to this event. It'll be really fun. And we're going to have our DJ here, Ochre, doing the show. Also, Josefa and Hannah from our student exec is going to be there. And I'm reading this article right now, and it's the most amazing thing I've ever heard. It's called an Einstein's Dance, and basically it's a dance video competition for scientists to interpret their PhD thesis. Yeah, let that mull over in your brain a little bit. We got these scientists who have PhD thesis, and they basically kind of put together a dance video for this competition. And I mean, it's a really rad prize. It's $1,000, and then they get a trip to Brussels in Belgium. And the winner's going to be chosen tomorrow. We got a few Canadians in there. This is an international competition. Like, this thing is huge. So we got some Canadians in there, which is kind of cool. There's a student named Ellen Ware from Queen's University, and her dance video is called A Study of Social Interactivity Using Pigeon Courtship. That is a mouthful, you guys. I have a really huge fear of pigeons, so I don't think I'm going to watch that video, even if it's just dancing. Not a fan of pigeons. On campus, I will purposely change my route. I will take a longer way to walk to class just to avoid pigeons. It's true. It's a debilitating fear. It really, really is. Squirrels are a little bit not as scary for me, but yeah. We're going to get to some music now after listening to that nice little talk about woodland creatures. I think I'm going to play a track by Purity Ring, and this one is called Bella Speak. I really, really like this song. Purity Ring is a side project of one of the members of Born Gold. So I really like the music. And Grace, if you're still listening, I'd like to thank you for tuning in, and you are awesome. I like your cat reference. Yeah, this is CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to the Student Feature Hour with Zara. I'm by myself in the studio in the dark. Enjoy.
The clothes outside, for when my belly, for when my little belly speaks. There is air beneath my bed, and it whispers, and it whispers. And heavy skirts and salt and vinegar, vinegar. And hover closely, oh, hover closely. I'm okay.
I'm open. My name heard it. Heard to me. By the time I read to the end of it, with some of the tactics that were suggested for getting the resolution passed, I realized that it must have been delivered to me by accident.
That's right, Austra's back. Wednesday, November 16th at the Electric Owl, Timber presents indie electropop goddesses Austra with guest Tassiomancy. For Austra on November 16th at the Electric Owl, doors are at 8, the show starts at 9:30, and tickets are available in advance at Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, and Ditch Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
When that girl didn't call, pulled pins out of hand grenades. Then I extracted lemons out of lemonade. Slack because she knows I'm King Kong.
Oh homie, let the biplanes fly around your head. Every actor in this movie is now dead. Don't let them use those CG graphics on your face. Just pound your chest as you destroy the memories. Oh homie, let the biplanes fly around your head. Every actor in this movie is now dead. Okay, guy, I can hear you.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I just played a lot of music there because I just didn't really feel like talking. So we had some Purity Ring, Sunday Girl, Mogwai, World Club, Common Grackle, and Gauntlet Hair. And we just heard a new track from Grimes called Oblivion. That was a good track.
Nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. Very nice.
First time I've heard it.
Came out 2 days ago, and I think her album is set to release on January 31st or something.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a long way away.
It is a long way away for them to what's it called? Tell people about it. Spread the word.
That's
bro.
Really far planning. Like they're probably
yeah. They've probably been
they
planning
are on
this album
top
for
of it.
Yeah. Super far ahead of time.
That's good to hear though.
Yeah, it was nice. It was good.
It was nice.
It was nice. How was the rest of the hour, Zara?
It was good. I had this like nice little story about not a story, actually. It's this article. There are a bunch of PhD students, and they kind of interpreted their theses into dance videos. And this is an international competition, and the grand prize is $1,000 and a trip to Brussels.
International dance video competition thesis?
Yeah, for PhD thesis.
So that's everybody incredible. That's getting their PhD needs to do an international dance competition video?
Oh, no. It's optional. It's a competition. So, like, there's this Canadian, and her name is Ellen Ware. She's from Queens. Her video is on, let me try to find it. It's something about pigeons.
And dancing?
Yeah, okay. A study of social interactivity using pigeon courtship. Her entire dance video is about that.
That's cool.
And she's in finals.
I had a friend who made a documentary about the people that dog dance at the beach once.
Did what?
They dance with their dogs. They like get dressed up and dog dance.
They
hang out down at, I forget what beach it is, but yeah, like they actually dress. I'll show you pictures later.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. People love their animals and their animal dancing.
Yeah.
You can do that with small dogs.
Yeah.
You can only do that with big dogs.
Well, I guess you could do it with small dogs if you, like, hold them.
Yeah.
But that would be really awkward.
Yeah, that would be super weird. Yeah, that would be more, like, nurturing, not versus dancing.
That's like dancing with a baby.
I don't think you could dance with a baby.
I guess.
You can hold a baby and dance. You can dance while you hold a baby, but you can't dance with a baby.
No. Same with a little dog.
Good point.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what other PhD projects would be cool as dances.
What about, like, if you were getting your PhD in,
art history might be cool.
Well, yeah. You would have, like, that would be crazy. Yeah. Or I don't know, there's some pretty wacky PhDs out there.
Yeah, you can, like, yeah.
UFOlogy?
Yes! Did you see it?
I did. So Zara sent me this link. I guess there's some university in Australia that you can actually graduate from with a degree in UFOlogy. That being said, I Googled UFOlogy, and I was going to put this on your Facebook. But the first thing that came up under UFOlogy was like the Church of Space or Space Church or something like that. And it was this like Wikipedia entry. And it was basically about how all these people believed in UFOs and then they committed mass suicide. There was like 30 of them.
God.
But it was because they were all UFOologists. So I guess if you're a UFOologist, you're destined to kill yourself in a mad cult thing.
That's not cool.
No. I was worried for you.
I also heard someone say that in Australia they started like surfing degrees.
No.
So
that's not that no way. You can't like
that's like a sport.
An Australian told me that.
I highly doubt that. That would
was
just
he
be
on
like,
drugs?
Yeah, I'm gonna go get
she
my.
She was my coworker.
You could. That means you could get a degree in an action. Like it's not so much that it's a sport. It's like that means I could get a degree in like mopping or like skateboarding.
It's a sport though.
Well, yeah, but so is. I don't know.
That's
there's
a
lots
weird
of sports.
Degree.
Or like, could you imagine a degree in pole jumping?
It's probably like surf studies.
Surf maybe
studies.
The physics of surfing.
You're so
that might
or like culture of surf culture studies.
Surf culture.
That, that's like a really really precise type of anthropology.
Like participatory anthropological surf studies where you surf you surf with surfers and you
talk with them. That's gnarly, dude.
I wish you could like do that with music. not like, obviously there's a music degree, but like anthropological, like
musicology,
like that would be insane. That would be a really fun degree.
And like, but like, do you get to like talk to like your local music scene and like do that whole thing?
Well, there was like, it was a revolutionary musicologist whose name I don't remember, but she started to, she suggest, so there was like a musicology conference, and she suggested, oh, maybe I'll study like New York. And everyone was like, what? You're going to study New York? Like, we're going to Africa and, like, Brazil. And then, so it's all about, like, yeah, it was, you know, sort of like a...
Like pop musicology?
Yeah. And just, like music, studying your own, more of your own environment as opposed to something that's halfway across the world.
Yeah, or, like, I understand, I guess, studying the history of something and understanding, like, where... I mean, everything gets derived from something, but it's sometimes it's so far removed that like you just, I don't know, it's just too far removed, and it kind of kills like the whole vibe of like, oh yeah, I just wanted to learn more about like this band from the 1970s and I ended up in like 1920, like this guy influenced this guy, who influenced this guy, who influenced this guy, who invented this. It's just like, man, that's so far away. Yeah.
Everything is relative.
Bro.
That's deep.
Should we play some more music?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to make up for the not talking in the theater.
Yeah. I know.
I'm just going to rant.
Yeah, totally. I'm going to play a track by Young Man, and it's called Hands. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Oh, my bad. It's actually a song by Dream Cop called Beach City. It's cool. This is Zara for the Student Feature Hour. We're going to be here until 1 o'clock. Brad and Hugo might stick around for a bit. They were just here talking about surfing and whatnot. So we'll see if they stick around. Yeah, happy Wednesday. I'm not afraid to
I'm gonna go get the